Damn,
oh shit, it just has a metronome on?
Yeah, I gotta turn the metronome off. Oh god.
No, metronome, no.
Turn it off. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Prometheus. Greatest movie ever, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No. Kind of a big disappointment, actually.
It makes me sad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can see why a lot of people like it, but I don't see why a lot of people like it, so.
Really? Overall, is it looking positive from everybody?
Yeah, but all I'm hearing about Prometheus on the internet is the complaints and about the plot holes and how things don't connect with each other and, like, how the characters do stupid stuff that doesn't make any sense and...
Or the redhead has a nice butt.
And yeah, that was mainly me saying.
Oh, sorry.
Nah, but yeah, Prometheus, new Ridley Scott movie, prequel to Alien, sort of.
Yeah.
It's not a direct prequel to Alien in that there's probably this movie and two other movies and then Alien.
Yeah.
If you really want to, like, try to make excuses for this movie.
So this is a review for Prometheus, if you don't already know.
Yeah. Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Shut up.
Okay.
So are they... Is that in the plan so far? That they're going to be making another one? Before? Or what?
At this point, I don't really care.
Neither do I.
Yep.
So let's start... Yeah. Let's start with the usual. This time, it sounds like the things that we like in this movie is going to be much shorter than the things we don't.
Yeah, because it's one of those cases where, well, first of all, Prometheus, it's, like I said, prequel to Alien, directed by Ridley Scott, who directed the first Alien. So what I thought we were going to get out of this movie was pretty much an explanation, and like they said, was an explanation of the space jockeys that came out of the first Alien, which they didn't really explain anything about. It was just kind of a cool-looking dead alien
in
the first movie.
Hey.
Am I going too fast?
What no.
Oh, okay.
Remember, good things first.
Oh, good things. Okay.
But yeah,
that's what it's about. And it's going back to those aliens and finding out about how creation started or whatever, who created us and all that.
Is that your phone?
That's my phone. Why?
Why did that was me last time. Yes.
Oh no.
Yes.
That made me pause.
I win.
And we're back. Yay.
Nice phone call, James.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I love when that happens.
Just love you. Anyway. Yeah.
I don't even remember what I was talking about.
We were just basically setting the stage for us to talk about the actual good things in the movie.
Okay, the good things about the movie. First Alien was a sci-fi horror thing, and it's pretty much the staple for sci-fi horror in movies. Like, if you think that genre, and you automatically think of Alien, pretty much. And,
ooh, doggies.
And Prometheus has a lot of that stuff in there, and it, for the most part, it is pretty good. Looks amazing. Like, the design for everything, the cinematography, the special effects, the music.
Damn it.
The puppies. There's a good portion of the movie that is really, really well done that I feel like a lot of people are going to ignore the not-so-great stuff because of. I mean... What would you say?
The good stuff about the movie is... Yeah. No. Basically...
Ditto.
Yeah. Okay, let's just sum it up like this. It looks great. Everything... You have suspense. You have a good soundtrack. It's Gregson Williams doing it. And he's always been pretty good with the music.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the actors are pretty good, too. There is a few of them that have certain problems, but most of them are pretty good.
Well, some of them are, you know, they're just there to die. pretty much, as usual.
They're to die or extremely underused.
Yeah.
But, I mean, overall, acting-wise, the actors are pretty good. It's just the script that does it wrong sometimes, but...
Yeah, it's the script that kind of messes everything up.
Yeah.
Because the first hour and a half of this movie is, I think, really, really good.
Yeah, I'd say... I wouldn't say half. It's like two-thirds, pretty much, the last third.
I mean, for anybody who's seen the movie, I think once it gets to a certain operation scene, right after that is where it just completely goes downhill.
Pretty much the most grotesque scene in the entire movie.
Yeah.
After that is when it goes to crap. But I think any of us would agree that the sound, the look of everything, the designs, and who they chose as the actors were all good things.
Yeah, specifically Michael Fassbender as David.
He does absolutely the best out of everybody.
Yeah, he's great. He's the most interesting character out of the movie, besides the aliens. Not the xenomorph from the Alien movies, but the space jockeys.
Yeah.
But,
so, now that we've gotten that out of the way,
mm-hmm.
We will now move to the bad things. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, if you have not seen the movie... And you do not want any spoilers. It is almost impossible for us to...
Yeah, you know what? This is going to be, spoiler alert. We kind of have to talk about the specifics.
We are giving you a very good line of saying that it's a spoiler alert because there's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, well, if you want to... I'd say go ahead and give your review on it real quick, and then we'll go into spoilers. So that way people can at least know what we thought.
Okay.
I'd give it like a 6.5, something like that. Because although I liked a lot of it, the stuff that I didn't like was like so important to the story that they set up in the first half that I really liked that it kind of just ruined it.
Well, and it was kind of like what you said.
And just the amount of plot holes, like it's stupid.
And it's like it's kind of like. I mean, you kind of made the comparison with Tron Legacy in the sense that, like, yeah, everything in that movie looked great, the actors were pretty cool, and the music was awesome,
mm-hmm.
but the story is just kind of like, meh. Yeah, this is like that, but imagine there's so many plot holes that... Tron's, it just didn't make any sense. It was just like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
This one, there's so many different things. You're like, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. Why does that person blah, blah, blah? And we're going to get into that. So I'd go down to a 6.
Yeah. And it's that first hour and a half or, two-thirds that set up stuff, like, really, that you think is going to pay off really well, but the fact that it doesn't is what brings it down.
Right.
So
I think...
Yeah, the fact that you're actually engaged in what's happening in the story is even more of a disappointment when it doesn't live up to it in the second part of the movie.
I think if you like sci-fi... And if you like sci-fi horror, you should check it out on a DVD. Not buy it, but
if anything, a lot of people are talking about this movie and giving their all sorts of theories and stuff like that. And from the theories I've heard, I don't really believe a lot of them.
Oh, we'll get into that.
Yeah, but I think if you want to at least see the movie just to see what everybody's talking about, yeah, I mean, I think...
It was a good watch with friends.
Yeah. And if you're a fan of the Alien movies, yeah, go see it. It's definitely interesting. You're gonna like some portion of it. So
if you're a fan of the Alien movies, though, I don't know how many of them are just gonna be mad if they go see it, right?
True. Yeah, and I guess we're more critical of things, but for me, it was just hard not to acknowledge all the problems that happened in that other part of the movie. So yeah, spoilers begin now. Shut off if you don't want to hear them.
Ready and go. James?
Yeah.
Why are we here?
I don't know. Prometheus didn't tell me.
James? Where did the xenomorphs come from?
I don't know. Prometheus didn't tell me.
I hate my life.
Yeah. that's pretty much everything. Like, all the questions that are given... During the good part of the movie, there's no real answer to them. And there's a difference between making things vague and just not explaining things that are factually happening. Yes. And not being like the continuity, if they are trying to connect it with Alien, doesn't make sense.
And besides even continuity and those theories where you're trying to figure that stuff out, people forget when they're trying to figure out the everything with the space jockeys and things like that, that there are also things in this movie that don't make sense just at a common sense level.
Yeah.
There are things in the, there not besides people coming up with theories about, oh, this is why that is and this is what this is, there are things in this movie that just does not make sense at a very, very basic level.
Mm-hmm.
So basically this is what happens. We get to the part in the movie that is one of the most gruesome scenes. It's not xenomorph, basically gets in someone's body and they go to very high extremes to remove it. After that, we're at the last third of the movie and everything just, first of all, the pace goes crazy.
Yeah.
And then everything goes to crap. It just like all the, anything that would ever make sense just goes to crap.
Yeah, and okay, let's get into specifics. First, this is obviously for people who have seen the movie. Like one of the most tense parts in the movie is when she takes the alien outside of her, when she takes the fetus outside of her.
Yep.
Because it turns out that David the robot had put some of this magical black stuff that never gets explained, but I'm guessing it's some sort of...
I wouldn't even try to guess. It's just,
well, okay. The best explanation that you can give with that, the movie didn't give any.
It's like a
virus. So the best that I can think of is that that is the source of life somehow. And,
oh God.
Yeah. And that's their sort of weaponized version of that. The space jockeys.
Oh, and their weaponized version of death. Kinda,
sort of. Well, or that's maybe they were going to use that to extinguish the aliens, but they don't say why they would do that either. That David puts that in one of the character's drinks. That character has sex with the main heroine, and she like just a day later turns out to be like 3 months pregnant. Yep. And that's with a alien fetus. So she goes into operation with, inside this big robotic, pretty much operating table that does it for you. And it's stuff like that, because that table, that operation table was inside a that was the only one on the ship, and it was in the captain's... That was in their part of the ship that was supposed to be really well hard to get into. It was the only one on the ship, and for some reason it was made specifically for males.
I was just about to say,
even though the captain is a female. What good is what? That doesn't make any sense.
I just thought about that. That part was probably literally, they just probably did that
to make it more tense.
To make it more tense and to make it way more awful, and that makes no sense.
Why would she have one specifically for males only if the captain is a female?
Charlize Theron. No. You know what they would say?
That the captain of the ship was Idris Elba, and so it's for him, or she had two.
No.
Oh.
Wayland.
Oh, that was his? Oh.
That's what they probably would say.
Yeah, but they don't say that.
Yeah.
And we only see one of those contraptions in the movie, and it's when we go into Charlize Theron's apartment in the ship, and shows that she has it. We had no idea about Wayland until after that.
And you know what? You know what? That doesn't make any sense either, because she wanted him dead.
Well, it seemed like more she was just kind of bitter because it turns out that father.
She said that she wanted his reign.
Oh, yeah.
She said that he dies, she takes over. That's what she cared about. See, and this is what we come to with this movie.
It's little stupid things like that don't make any sense.
Yeah, when we saw this movie, we were talking about it for a while because we're just like literally guessing. That's what's so stupid about it. We're literally trying to find something that makes sense, and none of it does, because even if you try to make sense out of it, there's something else that completely messes it up. And here's, yeah. So besides all the things with that, I'll list really quick all the stupid stuff that's just dumb at a base level. They go into the big alien structure, mm-hmm. Then two guys part away from them.
Yeah.
Now, besides the fact that one of them is a biologist and he shouldn't be spooked in the first place,
because he's a biologist.
He's a biologist. There to study the aliens. Just because he finds dead alien bodies doesn't mean he should freak. They walk off. Now, before they do this, originally the whole team sets up a whole freaking thing, radar thing, to scan the entire structure. But somehow they get lost. Everyone leaves. They leave after those guys leave, and they make it back to the ship. They get lost.
Even though they've got direct contact with the ship that can tell them exactly how to get out.
And probably the schematics in their suit.
Yeah. And I know, apparently, there was some kind of storm that was going on, so they couldn't go outside. Okay, but then stay where you are and wait till morning. Don't go messing around where all the aliens died.
Yeah.
The place that you were running from in the first place.
Yep.
And
here's...
It's like, all of a sudden, I'm really curious, from the place that we were initially just going to abandon the whole point of this mission for, I'm just going to go right back to that place because I suddenly got curious because the plot asked me to be.
Yeah. And then that's another thing about this movie is, even though the horror elements are great, it does do the one bad thing... Okay, it's a good thing in slasher movies, but it's not a good thing in a movie like this.
Making the stupid decision to go back.
Them, humans, or the people who are victims in whatever horror movie, making the dumbest decisions you can think of.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the same biologist who was freaked out by the dead aliens sees a live, really freaky-looking one that's already hissing at him, and he gets curious.
He's like, oh, it's so beautiful.
He's like, oh, she's beautiful. Come here, let me go see. And then he dies.
Yeah.
Crap.
Horribly.
Yeah.
And then, with that, we get to the whole mystery of the black goo. And that thing, like I said, it seems like it would be some sort of form of life or life starter that the aliens would use to to create life on different planets. Or it's some kind of weaponized, contagion that they would use to wipe out planets. It doesn't really explain. Idris Elba later in the movie says, this was some stuff that they had, some sort of weaponry, biological weapons that they had, that they wanted to leave on this planet because they realized they had made a mistake. But that's just a theory. They don't actually explain that, because once they actually get to one of the space jockeys, one of the things that they've been looking for the whole time, and we've been waiting to find the answers from, they find one that's alive. So at this point in the movie, we're waiting to hear, okay, you better explain this, because so far the movie has given us no answers. Why did you, create human life? Why did you come to this planet specifically? Why have you been... Why was your, race, they had shown holograms earlier where they were running away from something within the ship that was chasing them. We never find out what it was. And they finally wake it up. David wakes it up. And so we think we're going to get an explanation for everything. But this life form that's so smart, has created human life, sees the human life that he's created, and he's probably wondering where all his friends are. They probably all died and everything. As soon as we start asking him questions, they just go the stupid route and make him a big monster that just wants to destroy everything, and instead of giving
starts
us...
Starts offing people.
Starts killing everybody. And you think to yourself, okay, that was your opportunity to explain everything. Now you just kind of turn into a dumb monster movie, and you've made the interesting characters at the beginning just stupid. They're not, higher forms of intelligence or anything. They're just stupid monsters that happen to accidentally create something like us. And I think that's kind of interesting, the fact that it does bring up earlier that when David's having that conversation with the other guys, what if you found out from your creators that the only reason they created you was just because they could. Yeah, that'd be really disappointing. And then, hey, guess what? Yeah, that is really disappointing. Yeah. it's not very satisfying in terms of storytelling. And that's only part of the problems. Then you get the specifics of what actually happens towards the end, the very end.
Yeah. So, and one of I think our major problems, and I think everyone's major problem at the end, besides the whole thing being so vague, the whole thing not telling us any answers whatsoever.
No.
Perhaps even at the end, leading up to another movie.
Who knows? You kind of think like, okay, so you just made this movie to set up to the answers that we'll finally get in the next movie.
Yeah.
I hate when movies do that.
Yeah.
Give me a finished movie.
Seriously. We get to the end, and this is besides a whole bunch of other stuff that just doesn't make sense. I mean, literally like just stupid stuff. There's a ship crashing, it's falling in a straight line, the two people who are left alive are running in a straight line and not running to the right or to the left to avoid getting crushed by it.
Yeah, they don't realize that they could just move to the left or right.
One of them gets crushed by it. After that huge Operation Nasty thing, there's a little alien creature left in the Operation thing. It's, like, really nasty. First of all, that's in Charlize Theron's room. The door was open when we first saw that med pod, the only med pod, that thing on the ship, and she doesn't say anything about it. She doesn't discover anything about it. It's been a day or two since the operation was done.
Even the scientists that were initially going to take out the alien from the girl don't even bring up, I don't think we see them throughout the rest of the movie, the fact that she beat them up just to get out of the operation.
Oh yeah,
we never see them again. they don't tell anybody.
She totally clocks them.
Yeah,
no one says anything about it. That alien thing is left there, and then they just leave it there, and that's a big plot point later, that basically that thing is left alone to grow and get really big and stuff like that. No one says anything about it. These are the type of things that we lead to with that stuff. There's so many different ones. But the biggest and worst slap in the face, I literally compared it to Sinestro at the end of Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
It's unwarranted. It wasn't earned.
No.
They sort of just put it there at the end.
Stupid fan service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, basically at the end, after all this crap happens, there's only the redhead chick and one of the space jockeys.
And David,
who's somewhat he's somewhat still functioning.
Yeah.
And then finally David says, "Oh, he's coming after you." And here's the thing. The space jockeys. I kind of see what you were trying to do there, writers. I see it. Which makes no sense, though. At the beginning, we see the space jockey just by itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
We see it just by itself, and it looks humanoid. It just has regular, you know, it's basically naked. He looks like this, like, Adonis-looking thing. It has muscles and everything. You see its skin, and it's normal. It's kind of
Dr. Manhattan-looking
white version
of him.
Yeah.
But, like, 10 feet tall.
Right. And so you see that, and that's what the space jockey really is. But when you get to the space jockey at the end, he's wearing armor, he has a helmet, and then you start seeing, like, the Geiger-type elements. But you remember that the space jockey is just wearing armor. That's not what he actually has in him. But what they tried to lead to, that little alien that was in the medbay thing, it grew big. And so after this space jockey runs after the red chick, she opens the door on him, so that big, nasty squid thing, which actually looks, I mean, all that stuff looks cool. You know,
yeah, everything's designed
great.
To look really cool.
Yeah, and even the little big ass squid monster looks great too.
Yeah.
Little big ass squid monster, that was great.
No, it's alright.
The big, no, I'm talking about little, big.
Oh, yeah.
kind
of a contradiction there, yeah.
Shut up. she opens the door on him, it takes hold of the space jockey thing, and then it's like, oh no, and then he gets infected, basically, with it, and so they try
penetrated.
Yeah.
Pretty much raped through the mouth.
So she runs off, she leaves the space jockey thing, and then everybody could have guessed it. That big, huge squid thing was the first facehugger, I guess, impregnated the space jockey. Out comes first draft of Xenomorph.
Of the Alien from Aliens.
Yes.
Which makes no sense at all.
No.
Because there's no reason why that thing that came out of him should have looked like that. Because we aren't the aliens supposed to take on the characteristics of the things that they were born from? I don't know if that's a...
No, I mean...
If that's a, you know, specific trait of them.
I
Because it
so.
Seems like they added that later. Because I feel like at first they were just a race. They were just an alien race. But the thing is that it's kind of confusing that I guess some people could connect to why it looks like that. Is there's a sort of mural that you see in front of one of the doors inside of the alien space jockey spaceship. One of the doors has a big mural, and one of the creatures on it looks like an alien. I mean,
it doesn't look like it was.
It was, yeah, it pretty much was. And but they never go inside that door to see what it is. So I'm guessing is that they were keeping that as maybe a failed experiment of life that they tried to make, or that was the weapon that they were gonna bring to Earth to take out the humans, even though they created us. I have no idea why they would just destroy.
Yeah, that's...
That's the answers that, you know, we're left, you know, even the main character, that's what she's asking at the end of the movie. And that's what leads up to a sequel. Oh, we'll find that out in the next movie. But it really doesn't make any sense why that thing would look like that.
And here's...
Because it's a combination of human, whatever that black goo was.
And facehugger.
And, yeah, the big squid monster and the space jockey, which none of them look anything like the alien. So none of them have that big forehead or the double jaw or anything like that. So it's a big process to get to something that makes no sense.
You know what's weird?
Mm-hmm.
Is... Technically, it wouldn't even be that combination. It would just be black goo, space jockey, human.
Yeah.
Because black goo became that first facehugger thing, and then jockey human.
Yeah.
Wow. And see, that's... That's what happens when you get to the alien part. You even get to worse questions. Because, like I was telling James before, in the theater, when it first started... I thought they were containing them. Something that can be easily missed and obviously hinted at is when they find the pile of dead space jockey bodies.
Yeah.
Not only do they find that tomb, not only do they find the black goo, so it shows Xenomorph on the mural, they find space jockey bodies that are all piled up. And then one of them says, hey, something burst out of this one's chest. And then if you look at another one, there's a hole in its helmet.
Yeah.
Which is completely hinting at Xenomorphs.
But, yeah, I mean, it does show that those little, like, creatures that came from the black goo in the beginning that killed the scientist, like, maybe it was one of those, but still, that just killed him. That didn't plant anything in him, or we don't know if it did. That just killed him. That didn't do anything.
Which one got hit? The biologist, right?
The biologist, yeah. The other guy just got hit in the face with the black goo.
No, it wasn't black goo. Here's the worst part.
He got hit with the alien blood.
Exactly.
And
why does that... That makes no sense.
Well, he got hit with the alien blood, then he fell into the black goo. Remember?
I guess.
So, I don't know if it's a combination of those, but...
Well, yeah,
but even from that, he got right, infected, though. But he didn't turn... He just turned into a zombie.
A zombie.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and then the thing didn't turn him into anything. The thing was in his throat and left him. Remember? It left.
Right.
So it didn't do anything to him.
It
didn't, like,
the life out of him.
It didn't use him as a host body.
Yeah.
But in any case...
But there was no egg or anything after that.
There was no chest bursting.
No.
There was no head piercing.
Yeah.
Like insinuating with the second mouth thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's the more you think about this movie, the more holes and problems you find with it. I can understand how some people can maybe look over that, but that's too much to look over for me.
Because
the very basics of what happens in this story doesn't make sense when you consider the stuff that it it's set up with before, and the fact that it's trying to connect itself with Alien. It's making more problems for itself by connecting itself to Alien. If this was just a story about the space jockeys, I'd be much happier. I didn't need the alien in this movie. You could have just done like a little reference or whatever like that. Or somebody says game over, man. I don't care. I didn't need to see the alien at the end.
Yeah.
So,
you know what the sad part is? Is even without the alien thing at the end, the movie still wouldn't have been right.
Yeah, there's still a whole bunch ridiculous. Of things that don't make sense. Yeah,
it still would have been ridiculous. And I think, I don't know what happened. I don't know if part of the reason why it turned out that way was because they were trying to set up the alien part so bad. I don't know if, the Lost writers completely lost their freaking mind like they usually do.
Well, a lot is set up for very disappointing payoff.
Exactly. And
or asking a lot of questions and then only answering like a half of them.
I don't know. But and then there's just all kinds of stupid stuff.
And it happens in all the like. I feel like you could keep the first hour and a half and then make a completely different last 45 minutes or whatever, make a great movie. But
possibly,
yeah.
There's still a lot that's kind of weird.
Yeah,
from the first half.
There is. The more you think about it, yeah. But still, like, I would have been able to look over that stuff if you made everything make more sense in the last part of the movie.
Yeah. And here's the thing. We anyone trying to make sense out of it, we tried. I mean, everyone does, but you're literally just stretching. Yeah. You're really stretching it. Yeah. Like, anytime anyone's trying to make... Oh, but it's like life and blah, it's you're really freaking stressing it to try to make...
But Lion King is about communism. And
oh, man.
But it's stuff like that.
Yeah, you're really like, trying to stretch it out to try to make sense out of it. You're like, oh, the black goo is this, and then blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, but that still doesn't answer this question or this question. And we figured out questions that we didn't even know while making this review. I'm sure I'm sure you could see that. We were both like, oh, yeah, but that doesn't make
any sense either.
Every hour that I've seen this movie, I come up with something new that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
Why did Charlize Theron have to reveal that she's Waylon's daughter?
That doesn't add anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why... You know, just like in that other
Waylon
review,
need to be that old,
right?
And why couldn't have he just been on the ship the whole time?
Yeah, and why couldn't he have been young so you can actually use Guy Pearce?
Because it is a prequel to Alien.
They could have made him young. There was no inclination.
There was already
that he had to
viral
be old.
Marketing showing him when he was young,
and he could have easily replaced Charlize Theron's character. I love Charlize Theron.
I think she's a great actress, but I don't think she had anything interesting to do other than possibly have sex with Idris Elba. But even that, we don't get to see a sex scene. So
sad. No. Why didn't they show the sex scene?
Yeah.
But no, there's too much. It's too much for.
It's too much to overlook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
to just be like, why, that's okay, I can deal with that.
Why does the space jockey just drink the black goo in the very beginning and then just dies?
Did he like was he committing suicide, or did he know that he was going to create new life, or was he abandoned by his space jockey brethren because he wanted to stop them from killing the humans? Or
They could have went to so many. Here's just like some regular basic ideas that they could have went. He could have committed suicide because he knew that...
Was it Earth that he was on?
In the first place. He could have committed suicide because the aliens, the xenomorphs somehow broke out. They could have went to the structure and found out that they were containing xenomorphs. And then it was... And then that end thing
that was
leading
up... That was
a
failed experiment.
Yeah, or something like that. The xenomorphs escaped, and then that's what the space jockeys were running from. That's why everything was contained. That's why... And then you could lead up to... You didn't even... Yeah, writers, you could have led up to not some... Oh, here's the basic first draft of an alien. At that point, you could have left off... If you went something like that, right? You could have left off with a full-fledged one. You could have really give the fan service. You could have left it off with, oh,
there's the alien.
It right there.
Not this like weird looking kind of bluish smooth version.
No tail, no and no.
And what doesn't make
mouth.
Any sense either is that, okay, yeah, if this is the first alien or, you know, or whatever, it doesn't say whether this is the first one or not. This is on a completely different planet than the one in Alien. So does it just evolve and somehow transport to the other planet?
Well, no, James.
Or is the black goo some kind of basis for those aliens? Or does every ship have that sort of species as weapon or something?
What they don't tell you, James, is that Xenomorph was basically the equivalent of the Xenomorph Da Vinci, and he created a spaceship, and then he left.
That is the kind of crap that people are coming up with.
Yeah. And then that Xenomorph is so smart that it flies a ship to that planet, and then it's like, you know what?
Space jockeys are Jesus, man. Yeah.
There's this ship coming in, and there's a really hot chick called Sigourney Weaver, and we should go kill all those people on that ship. Yeah, dude. As the Xenomorphs all smoke a black goo version of pot.
Yeah.
And then
open
that's how
our
Alien
minds
starts.
To the Xenomorph aura and just take it up the butt.
Yeah, and then that's why predators are hunting them, because their drugs are illegal. I just made that shit up on the spot. That's what people are coming up with.
Yeah.
Random shit like that. You think that's ridiculous? Read the shit that people are trying to... Read the crap that people are starting to come up with to explain the movie, because they don't give us answers.
Yeah. And I think people are very creative and they're making a very good effort to explain things, but in the end, they are just making it up. I could come up with 1,000 different theories on this movie and they'd all be just as justifiable as theirs, because the movie doesn't explain anything.
Yep.
So... No, it's very disappointing coming from Ridley Scott, and the fact that they're considering doing a Blade Runner 2 and that he's going to work on it.
Really?
Like at this point, no. I'm like, no, don't touch it. Please don't touch Blade Runner.
If this is what
even if it's you, I don't care. Yeah. In the first place, that movie didn't need a sequel.
Yep.
Don't touch Blade Runner, please. And if you do a sequel to Prometheus, please answer those questions for us.
You better come up with a good reason why,
man. That's a challenge right there.
Even with the reasons, all that stuff. Even with the reasons, we're still going to be like, well, that still didn't make any sense. That still didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think because they kind of screwed themselves for this.
Yeah,
so,
they like I said, they even if they give us the answers, we're still going to be like, well, that part was just stupid too.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't discover that. That was just stupid. That was just stupid. But at least you told us what the answers were. Thank you, Prometheus.
Thank you. That should have been in the first movie. Yeah. So, yeah, in the end, I'll give it like 6.5, same
six.
As you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in the end, it was kind of a disappointment. And if anything, like, it's got some great posters. It'll look great on Blu-ray. I think Hot Toys is working on some toys for him, so that's kind of cool.
I'm interested in the soundtrack.
The soundtrack's good. Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting the soundtrack. So the space suits and the look of everything could possibly lead to, you know, the chances of maybe a Dead Space or Mass Effect movie. There's a template for you to go off of as far as the look
suspense
of everything.
Suspense and...
Yeah. So, it...
Oh, God, the Dead Space monsters and live action would be so horrible.
Oh, yeah.
God.
So, yeah, there's Prometheus for you.
So...
Yay.
Yeah. In that... all these different movie makers are so desperate to try to bring back the Predators and the Aliens in both of their franchises to be good movies again. It really isn't that hard.
Mm-hmm.
The first movies made a basis for it. So, stop screwing it up.
or you know what? Just leave it. You know, I'm tired of seeing sequels and stuff. Give me something new. Because I guarantee that I will love something new better than a sequel.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very, like, rare cases, you know, with, you know, Batman, of course. I'm very, very, that's the thing I'm most looking forward to. But I'd just rather see something new that completely takes me by surprise.
Yeah.
Than just messing up something good.
God, and I don't know, it's so ridiculous, because even that's hard now. Because think about it, all the sci-fi alien ones, Avatar, and then we got District 9, which is fantastic, and then we got Battle for LA, and that was just like, well, was that Call of Duty, but for aliens?
They're sort of trying. They're not trying hard enough. And you can tell that Ridley Scott tried really hard, but I think in the end it was pretty much a failure. Yeah. You messed up something that could have been great.
Yeah. There's no reason you shouldn't make a movie with Cthulhu monsters, because if you take that big freaking squid monster and change it to the color black, it basically looks like a Cthulhu monster.
Yeah, like a greenish black and about a million times in bigger size. Yeah.
That would be good movies. Yeah. Prometheus kind of sucks. You should watch it later with friends. Bye.
Yeah, okay. And straight to the point.